Gretchen Pitts. I am your host here today with From Heartache to Joy. And I'm so excited to have Dr. Karen here with us again. I always love doing calls with Dr. Karen. So I welcome you, Dr. Karen, and everybody else. Thanks for joining.
Hello. Hello, everyone. Thank you, Gretchen. Thanks, everyone, the community. I'm super excited to be here today. Yay.
Awesome. Yay. And we have an exciting topic. So we're talking about, if you remember, how long has it been? 2 months ago, 3 months ago that you were on and you introduced us to LifeWave and the X39 patches, the stem cell patches in particular. And lots and lots of our listeners have been using these. And we're going to hear from some people today and also from Iram. But today, the main topic is how these patches and how this therapy can really help with your immune system. And I was just telling Dr. Karen, you know, like, it's such a big deal even now here with immune systems. You know, my oldest son has a cold. My husband just had a cold. So summer colds stink. We don't get many nice days in Pennsylvania. And when you're down with a cold, it's a big deal. So I'm really anxious to hear exactly how we can use this kind of patch and this therapy to help boost our immunity. So, and hopefully Iram can join us to tell us her story and the quick transformation with them. If not, I know the story very well and I witnessed it, so I can share it as well. So Dr. Karen, thanks again for joining us, and I'm going to let you take over.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you, Gretchen. Yeah, it was wonderful hearing Iram's story yesterday. It was quite miraculous, so I'm looking forward to either you or her sharing that story with our listeners. So for folks that are brand new, they're like, what are you guys talking about? What's this patch? Like, what is it about? Like, let me kind of go back to basics. And this was about 14 years ago. I'm a medical doctor, as many of you know, and I ended up being totally burnt out. I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia, like my mom was, unfortunately. We were both like stress demons. We loved, you know, we love stress. And I burnt out, and I ended up with chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, depression, autoimmunity, multiple chemical allergies, you know, all sorts of stuff going on. And when I was working on recovering, I had to use a lot of natural therapies. Medications were just not doing it, and I just, you know, I just knew that wasn't the right path at the time. And so another doctor introduced me to this patch. It's a what's called a phototherapy patch. And I was very suspicious because I wasn't really into, you know, marketing or that kind of stuff back then. And I said, what, is this chemicals? I'm not into chemicals. And he's like, no, it works with light. So I had to do some research around it before I'd even try it. But interestingly, the ones they had back then were called energy enhancer patches. So I put them on acupuncture points, which is what the brochure said to do. And I noticed that the symptoms that I had, that, you know, the chronic achiness, the leaving the dishes or the laundry not done for days on end because I was so tired, like that started to just get better. And it wasn't like I felt caffeinated or anything like that. I just felt like I could do more. Like I was just more productive. I could, you know, sit in front of the computer for more than half an hour. I could, you know, wanted actually to do like chores and laundry because I had more energy. And then I was like starting to feel, maybe I should introduce this to my patients. Now, it took me a really long time because I had all this negative, you know, negative thoughts about abundance and money and all that kind of stuff. So I was very nervous about selling these to my patients. But I started using them on my patients. And what I noticed was that in the past, when I would ask in this particular person, I'll call him Ben, for that's not his real name, but you know, Ben was, he had chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, same kind of things. And I kept saying, okay, you got to stop the sugar. You got to get some regular exercise. You got to, you know, eat this, that, you know, the whole bit, right? I gave him like 3-4 things to do. And every 2 weeks he'd come back and he hadn't done any of it. So I was like, ugh, I was getting a little frustrated. And so finally I said, okay, I want you to try this new thing, this phototherapy patch. And I just, you know, use the brochure. I want you to try this for a couple weeks. Let me know what you think, right? So he comes back after 2 weeks, and he's like, now, stop the sugar, stop eating chocolate, started eating whatever, you know, what I told him to, started walking around the lake. And I looked at him, and I'm like, for the last X number of months, you didn't do any of this, and now you are doing this? And he goes, oh, yeah, I just felt like it. right? Like he didn't even think it was the patch, but I knew that that was the big major change. He had more vital force, and that's why he had made the change. So I've been using these patches for about 14 years with great results, and they come up with a lot of different patches. But what's really exciting is this year, 2019, David Schmidt, who is the creator of this phototherapy patch, actually created a phototherapy patch that elevates a particular peptide in your body. They call it copper peptide, which activates your stem cells. Now, why is this a big deal? Well, your stem cells are the kind of cells in your body that can turn into any other kind of cell. So a stem cell can turn into an eyeball cell. It can turn into a muscle cell. It can turn into a heart cell. It could turn into, you know, an immune cell, for example. So they're very powerful because if you're injured, you know, if something's degenerating, for example, your stem cells can be there to regenerate a particular, you know, part of you. But here's the problem. When we age, science has shown when we age, our stem cells not only decrease in number, our copper peptide, which stimulates the stem cells, also goes down. We don't produce as much. And then the stem cells we do produce are older. They're older. They're not as young and healthy as they used to be. So they're not repairing us fast enough, and we degenerate faster than we can repair. And this has been a major problem, and they've been studying it for many years, all these different universities all over the world, trying to figure out how can we elevate this copper peptide, you know, in the body. How can we get the stem cells to replicate, like healthy ones? So in the meantime, you know, people have also studies, you know, using you know, taking someone's stem cells out of their body with a needle and then culturing it in a lab, hopefully separating the stem cells they want with the ones they don't want, growing the stem cells and then injecting it back into the person. Now, this has become very, very popular, and if it works, it works really great. The problem is that if they're not careful, it's possible for them to replicate a cell that we don't want replicated if they're not super careful. The second thing is that, again, these are older stem cells. So the older the person is, the older the stem cells are, and it may not work as well. And the third problem is there's side effects, potentially the injection, the bleeding, you know, that kind of thing, or even rejection of it. So about 30% of people, according to one expert, Dr. Snyder, about 30% of people who do these kind of stem cell injections have a bad result. Another 30% approximately have a really good result, and another 30% doesn't do anything. And if you're going to spend $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 a year, you probably want it to do something, right? So that's where these phototherapy patches come in, because this is the very first product ever created, especially that's not even, you know, an injection. This is light that activates your copper peptide to elevate. And that makes healthy young stem cells. And your young stem cells can then decide where to go. And here's where the immune system comes in, because what I have noted over since it's been released in January, that the immune system is one of the first systems in the body. Of course, I do energy healing and energy assessments. So that's one of the first systems in the body that the stem cells really go for. Like they really, like for example, somebody might say, oh, I have a knee pain, right? But the intelligence of the body is like, you have some cancer cells. Well, let me increase your immune system cells instead. Now, of course, I can't prove this, but just in clinical practice and just testing people, I've noticed that the immune system seems to be one of the first to improve. So that's really fascinating. And so we have a lot of stories around this, but I would love for people, if you've already tried X39, which is what this patch is called, stem cell patch, and you're on the call live today, would love to, if you have a testimonial, you can write it in on the webcast. If you have a testimonial that you want to share, you know, with us, and you don't mind, you know, sharing your story, you can put up your hand, and Gretchen, you'll tell people how to do that, so you can share your story. We'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, if you want to press star 2, I'm going to, I see some hands raised there. I'm going to lower them, and if you are want to share a story or you have a question, you can raise those now. I do see a write-in a comment here from Kathy. And she says, my contact with Dr. Karen years ago led me to the awareness and use of the LifeWave patches. My brain fog was gone instantly. My whole family now uses these off and on for various reasons. I even patch my resort staff when we have a big event. I'm excited about the X39. Thanks, Kathy, for sharing.
Thank you, Kathy. Yeah, Kathy's one of our healers here from Heartache to Joy, Kathy Holmeyer. She is awesome. Yeah, so it's amazing, amazing. Yeah, I love it, her whole staff. They get really busy at her resort.
Yeah,
so
that's
great.
Awesome. Yeah, and I think Erin's joining us, but I can start sharing the story if you want me to, Dr. Karen. So from my perspective.
let's hear from your perspective first.
Yeah. So when I talked to Erin 2 days ago, I have her doing some recording of a new training that she's doing, and she's like, Gretchen, I barely have a voice. It's scratchy. I'm sick. I have a cold. My sore throat. I don't think I can record today. So yesterday, I'm like, Erin, you're on a tight deadline. I really need to get these recordings. She's like, my voice is so bad. And then she's like, I'm going to, she left me a voice memo. So I heard it and it was definitely very scratchy and she sounded like she was sick, not like her usual self. She's like, I'm going to try to put a patch on my throat where it hurts, and see if that helps. And so that was in the morning. By afternoon, she had left a voice memo for you and I both, Karen, and she sounded like her normal self. She sounded completely normal. The scratchiness was gone. You would have never known that she was having an issue. So that was in the span of a couple hours. And it was basically, she was just like, I'm going to throw it on there and see what happens. So I was rather impressed with those results, how quickly they worked for her.
Oh, yeah, that was amazing. Like, it was hard for me to even believe that she had a bad throat because she just sounded so normal, like so Erin. And here's the neat thing about light therapy is that because it's light, the body responds very quickly to light. Just think about, like, if you are outside in the sun, how quickly does it take for your body to start tanning or burning, depending on who you are. But, you know, it's really fast. Like, I can literally be outside on a really sunny day for 10 minutes, and if I'm wearing a watch or something, I can already see the tan line. I mean, it's really fast. Energy is fast. And I know a lot of people listening are already so familiar with energy medicine and energy healing. It's a no-brainer for you guys, right? Like, other people don't understand that. Like, when I've done trainings and we've used the patches for, like, taking away pain, and this is one of the other things X39 is good for in many cases, is that we would put the patches on people, and they would be in pain, and we would test their range of motion and things like that in the class, and then we put the patch on them. Literally within seconds, I could see it in their face, like their eyes get big, and I look at them and said, so what's going on? Like, you know, we wait 10 seconds, and they're like, I don't feel it as much, and they start moving their arm or shoulder, whatever, looking for the pain, you know. They have greater range of motion, and I think it's my imagination, but we hear this over and over again. They don't understand why it works so fast, and, you know, the thing is that light goes, you know, is a message to the cells, to the body, and the body responds, like, literally instantaneously. Now, you may not notice a difference for seconds or minutes afterwards, and then some people, they don't notice a difference for a long time because the body is doing something positive that they don't have a feeling of. Like, for example, improving your immune system, you might not feel that happening, and that is one of the things that X39, in my clinical practice, I've noticed with people is that it really likes to boost the immune system. So it's sort of like if I have a cell phone and Gretchen's got a cell phone and we're, like, you know, hundreds of miles away, when I dial that cell phone, I don't have to wait 2 hours for it to connect. You know, Gretchen's right there, right? Within a second, she answers. So that's what we're talking about, that light and energy is super, super fast. So while we're waiting
Karen,
for someone ahead.
Karen, I see Erin is here.
Erin, oh,
I just kind of shared your story from my perspective and what I witnessed. So I would love for you to share what actually happened for you.
Hi, Karen. Hi, Gretchen.
Hello.
Hi, everybody. Hi. So I was listening to the called in a couple of minutes ago because when Gretchen told me this call was happening, I said, okay, I need to talk about what happened yesterday, and I was listening. And I heard the last few, tail end of what you were saying, Karen, and it's so true. Most people just go into this place of, like, is this real? Is this placebo? Is this psychological? And it just, you know, before I talk about what happened with me yesterday, which was literally just phenomenal, and there were, people that witnessed it. Before that, you know, my excitement with the patches has been an ongoing story because not only did I start using it for myself, I was giving it away to friends that were in pain. And I witnessed, like, it started with my dad, who I mentioned when I went to Pakistan, he told me he had been experiencing knee pain for quite a while. And I said, okay, just use this patch. And I didn't know at that time that I could have applied the patch directly on his knee. I just put it in one of the acupressure points that, we're advised to put it on, which is, you know, on the kind of the nape of the neck. And then I went to the other town and I came back after a few days and I said, are you still using the patches? And he said, oh no, I only used it for 2 days. I said, why? He said, because my knee stopped hurting. And I said, really? And he said, the first day it stopped hurting and then I just, you know, used it another day, but I'm not using it since then. So to this day, his knee has not hurt again. And he's like, 75, and he had this pain for quite a few months. That was remarkable. Then a friend of mine who is in his 40s has had the bulging disc, which many people know is extremely painful, especially when it gets flared up. He was getting steroid shots, Karen, when I saw him. And he's from Dallas, but he's an actor. He was in a Hollywood movie recently, and he was actually on shoot in Pakistan on a set, and he just was in so much pain. And I said, you know what, I have only a few patches with me right now, but when you come back to Dallas, just make sure and get some more. And when he came back, he called me and he said, I'm not sure. So the same thing that, you know, you've experienced, he's like, I'm not sure if it's the patches or if it's the shots, but I'm no longer in pain. And I said, well, then do you still have patches left? He said, no, I'm almost out. I'm like, well, then you'll know. And he called me within 2 days saying, I think it was the patches because the pain has come back. And he's been using those patches. He is absolutely amazed by the level of relief he's gotten just by using the patches. Then right after that, this is like 2 weeks ago, a friend of mine, another friend whose knee has been hurting, she's overweight. She's probably overweight by about, I would say, 60 or 70 pounds. She's my age, but really overweight. And so her knee, she's had chronic knee pain issues. And same thing, because her job is at the airport, so she has to walk a lot. She has to stand a lot. She was in excruciating pain, taking heavy pain medicines. And she started using the patches, and she's been sending me hearts and kisses every day. Because she says, Iram, I don't know what the magic is, honey, but when I put it on, the pain just goes away. So I discussed with you also that why is it that for some people the pain goes away and doesn't come back. For some people it takes a little bit longer, maybe because the inflammation is really deep. While they're using the patch, it doesn't hurt, but, you know, they do have to continue to use the patches, which is amazing. These are tiny patches that you can't even see them. It's just you put it on. Within minutes, sometimes within seconds, you will feel the relief. It is incredible. It is absolutely amazing. And one of the most amazing stories, I think I just shared this one with you, Karen, but this is maybe TMI for some people. So it's a TMI alert. but those people that suffer from hemorrhoids, this will be music to your ears. I had a friend, visiting, from out of town. And after a very long, long journey, he complained. We were talking about something, and he kept wincing. And I said, what's wrong? And he said, well, I hate to, it's TMI, but I have hemorrhoids, and I am in really bad shape right now because it's flared up, and I'm bleeding, and it's hurting a lot. And I said, well, okay, so this is maybe God sent for you. Try this. I don't know if this is going to work for you, but it's worked for so many different things. Try this. And in that person's case, I advised him to place it near the buttocks. And he did that. And he went through that same experience, Karen, that you're talking about, because I could see the expression changing after a few minutes. And we're talking and stuff, and he's just in this weird zone. And I'm like, are you okay? And he goes, I am not sure if this is psychological, but I'm not feeling the pain. And he couldn't believe it, because those of you that have had, you know, have dealt with this, this is not something, it's like, this is not something that you can be like, I don't know if I'm in pain or not. This is like, you either have it or don't. And he couldn't believe it, so he borrowed a few patches to see if it works. And then I got this frantic phone call like, oh my God, I'm traveling and I need to get a 2 month supply minimum. And we had to like, I had to tell him how to get it on an emergency basis so he has it. Cause he said that nothing has ever helped him the way this did. He just couldn't even tell that he has hemorrhoids. Yeah. This is how incredible it was. But same thing that, you know, he needs to use it. He's using it daily right now. So then my story, which was really interesting, so I keep giving, my problem is that I keep giving away the patches, so I'm usually out of them now.
No, no.
Enough of them, right? Because it's so exciting, I'm like, how do I try this? And to see your loved ones, your friends, your family members get rid of pain, it's so amazing. So many of you guys know Simone, who's here with me. She's saying hi. Simone. Yeah, she's to you, Simone, yeah. So I had Simone flew in from Georgia to work with me on a project that we are, you know, we're recording a whole new coaching program for healers. So she was helping, she flew in to help me stay on track and kind of keep my head focused. Not easy for me to focus, but she was supposed to help me focus on, you know, getting the recordings done and all of that stuff. So when she came in, she talked about her shoulder hurting and how it was a tendon, right? You thought it was a tendon that was painful. And same thing, I said, you know what? Try this. And I advised her to put the patch. She had already used your patches before, Karen, and she didn't have one with her at that time. And we put the patch right on the spot. And same thing. And I'm like, how are you feeling? And she goes, I don't think I have the pain anymore. I'm not sure if it's psychological. And I burst out laughing. I'm like, come on, it's not psychological. You know that. So her pain went away. But this is what was like, oh, my God, it was so alarming for us was that I was dealing with allergies. So that day my voice was really raspy. And we talked about, like, I hope it's going to be better tomorrow because we have 4 days of straight recording every single day on video and on audio. And it was really raspy, so I took some, you know, green tea, I took some lozenges, I did everything I could to make sure that the next day I would wake up with a clear, you know, throat. And I think even on the live call on Monday, people could hear the raspiness in my voice. Well, on Tuesday, I woke up and nothing. I could not speak. It was just whispers, and it hurt. My throat hurt so bad, and I'm like, oh, great. And then something said to me, put the patch on. And so while I was talking to Simone and Tasha, I mean, I wasn't talking, but I was kind of whispering, I put the patch on. It was 30 seconds later that I could kind of say, like, let's say if this patch works, and I could actually say the words, and they could hear me. And I think within 5 minutes, I was speaking. And now you can hear me. I mean, even yesterday I was able to talk to you, Karen, on a call and recorded my audios and everything. It's clear.
Wow.
The raspiness is not even there. It was amazing. I mean, literally in front of everybody's eyes, first I was like whispering. I couldn't even get my voice out. And then it's like clear as a bell. It's like, wow. So I cannot rave enough about these patches. I love, love, love using them for, this is one of those things that you can have so much fun. Use it for whatever you think you need it because it's probably going to work and it is very beneficial for you. And I mean, amazing. I don't think I have, actually, I can tell you for sure that every person that I have given the patch to has just been just shocked. And the most common reaction is what you were mentioning. People just go in this place of disbelief. Is it even possible? And once you understand the science, you understand, yes, it is. But that's, I just quickly wanted to share this because I was super excited. This just happened like, you know, 2 days ago.
Ah, great share. Thank you, Erin, for, I know you're super busy, so thanks for popping in and sharing those great stories.
Thank you, and lots of love to all the listeners. Guys, if you're thinking about it, just try it. It is just try the first month supply. You will be shocked. Share it with friends. You know, if you want to divide up the supply and you can share it with someone, it is so, so worth it. This is one of those things that you just have to have for health, for longevity. This helps in your consciousness. I mean, these things are really remarkable. And I will let you go, and lots of love to everybody.
Thanks, Erin.
Thanks, Erin.
Bye.
All right,
bye.
And Gretchen, maybe we could share the From Heartache to Joy website where people can take a look at some before and after photos. And also,
yeah,
the link
absolutely.
That, if they're not already a customer or distributor, they can apply to be one.
Yeah. So it's orderjoynow.com/X39. Again, it's orderjoynow.com/X39. And I just have to quickly share as well. So last time I was visiting Erin, she really does like to give it to her friends, family, people that work for her, but I was in bad knee pain. And she's like, just put on one of these patches and see what happens. And so I was there for 3 or 4 days, I think, and I wore it for those 3 or 4 days. And like, the first day before I had it on, I was walking through the airport and I could barely, like, I'm like, oh my gosh, you're going to miss my connecting flight because I'm not fast enough. And by the time I left, it was almost completely gone. And I kept wearing it when I got home and it hasn't been back since. So it was pretty remarkable, actually.
That is really cool. That's really cool. Now, you know, I have to say that I know some folks listening in may or may not have experience with light therapy patches. Does it improve your symptoms right away for every single person? The answer is probably no. And here's the thing is that it depends, like I said, on the end. It's your intelligence, the body's intelligence. It knows where the stem cells need to go to help heal you. So if you have multiple chronic issues and have been chronically sick for a while, one of the first things the stem cells might do is work on that immune system or work on your energy system. So that may not, you may not notice like decrease in pain or something like that for a while. And I know for me that the X39 did not really shift. Now I had very, very minor pain and now I understand I'm let's just say too loose in some ligaments in my body. So my knee tends to go out of alignment from time to time, and 99% of the time it's something spiritual that I got to work on, and after I work on it, it's fine. But anyway, so I was like, I don't think I noticed anything, you know, like with the patch, but I figured, well, you know, all the other patches are great and they work, so I'm just going to keep going. What I did notice was that I slept even deeper than before, like I wouldn't wake up as much or at all in the middle of the night, and I already thought my sleep was amazing with vivid dreams and just really cool recall, but this was even better, and I started, now it took many months, but I started waking up before my alarm, which is very odd because I'm not much of a morning person. So that started happening, and then three people, myself, one of my patients, and one of my downline team members, Anna, in the same week said the same thing, and we looked in the mirror and thought, my eyes look less droopy. I mean, it's so funny. We all three of us thought the same thing in the same week, and we shared it. And we're like, oh, that's so funny, you know, because, another woman, I don't know her very well, but she contacted me on Facebook, Gretchen, and she says, wow, what are you doing? Because you look really good, and it seems like your eyes have, like, you know, your eyes look really whatever she said, and clear, you know, and I said, oh, well, you know, da, da, da. And she said, no, like, you have a hooded eye. I don't even know the name of it. You had hooded eyes, and now you don't. Like, I saw your, like, a video many months ago, and now she says, how did you do that? And I said, oh, the hooded eye. Okay, yeah, I think that's the X-35 patch. So it had a nice side effect, you know, of lifting, because what it does is it remodels scar tissue as well. So there are many before and after pictures. You can take a look at orderjoynow.com/X39. You can look at those before and after photos of people with scar tissue, trauma, and what's happened, you know, before and after using this light therapy patch. In one case, this person had an ulcer, and, you know, for a very long time, they used oxygen, 40 hyperbaric oxygen chamber, you know, treatments, and over several months, and it looked a little bit better, not great, a little bit better, but within a month of using the X39 patch, that ulcer closed. So, and that's a heck of a lot cheaper, you know, than you know, using 40 hyperbaric, you know, you, first of all, you got to pay for it every time you go. Second of all, you got to travel, so think about the time to and from this place where you have to have an appointment, then you got to sit in this chamber for 30 minutes to 60 minutes, whatever it is, you know, to try to get this ulcer to close, and it's not closing. And then using this patch, which takes you, what, 3 seconds, you know, to put the patch on your body, and then you drink lots of water, which is the instructions, and then you just let it work for 12 hours straight, and then you take it off. Like, there's very few things and therapies out there that simple. So it's super exciting. That we have this technology now, that we can use the best of light to specifically tell your body to do, you know, to increase healthy stem cells. Now, I did want to go over some data, you know, the science.
We do have, this is something Karen, we do have some hands raised, too, if you, whenever you want to take those. So just letting me know.
Oh, yes. Yeah, let's do that first. So let's take some questions. Let's take some, you know, testimonials.
All right, great. So our first caller, your first three digits are 847. You are unmuted. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, who's this?
Hello. Margaret, I have a quick question about the patches, are they working on like spider veins or anything, or like bruises? I think bruises, yes, but the spider veins, would that work or no?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's so funny. We had the same question about veins in the last call we did. I don't know if you remember that, Gretchen, but we did. So what's fascinating is that my team members wrote in particular, and I don't know if you know, Connie or Angela are on the line live. Maybe they can comment on the webcast. But I think it was Angela had someone who, it wasn't like they were trying to patch for varicose veins or spider veins, but she noticed within about, I think it was 2 or 3 weeks, that they started fading away. And it makes sense because in Chinese medicine, that is a spleen energy deficiency issue when you get spider veins or varicose veins. So if you are rebuilding these structures, they'll hold the blood in better. So we can't make that claim on spider veins, but we've noticed anecdotally that quite a few people have written in and says, hey, yeah, my varicose veins, my spider veins are getting better. So you do have 30 days to, if that's your main priority, you have 30 days to evaluate it to see if it helps. And in your case, I would use an acupuncture point on the leg, on the right leg, called, or you can use it right on the spider veins if you want. But there's an acupuncture point called spleen 6. It's on the right hand side ankle, and that is one of the best points you can use this patch on. So hope that helps you.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Very cool. Thanks for joining.
Sure.
All right. Okay. And so our next caller, first three digits are 951. You are unmuted.
Hello, is it me? Hello?
Yes.
It's me?
Yes, who's this? What's your first name?
This is Ruth Jean. Hi, Gretchen. Hi,
hey.
Dr. Khan. I was just in your video. I attended your video call this morning.
Oh, yes, I saw that. Thank you for doing that.
Okay. my question is that I have big scars in my forehead, and this happened when I was like 7 or 8 years old, but you know, I cover it with bangs. Can it work? Mm. That patch work in my scar?
Oh, you know, I would love for you to try it in your scar. So you haven't tried it yet?
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay. Yes. So we have found so much improvement in people's skin and wounds and scars, even if they're super old. Like, we have so many examples. One in particular, well, there's a couple I'll share with you, but I have she is on my team. Her name is Gretchen Yui, and she had a melanoma taken out 18 years ago on her leg, and it left a scar, and it's just been there for 18 years. And after 3 months of using the X39 patches, now she wasn't trying to make the scar go away, and in fact, she wasn't even using it anywhere near the scar, but she just one day noticed that she couldn't find it. She could not find the scar after 18 years of having it. So she emailed me super excited, be like, I can't find my melanoma, you know, excision scar. This is amazing. In your case, Ruchi, I would say use the X39 patch right over the forehead. Now, you probably don't want to do that during the day unless you're trying to sell it, you know, you know, walking around in the store with this patch on the middle of your forehead. I've had people do that, right? So people will ask them, what is that? You know, they can sell it. But if you don't want to do that, you can just use it at night. So you would just put it on, you know, late evening, you know, so you can have it for the whole 12 hours when you wake up in the morning before you get dressed, go to work, whatever. Then you can take it off. So 12 hours on, 12 hours off. How long does it take? Well, it kind of depends on the person. Definitely want to make sure you hydrate. If the body has something else it needs to work on first, it might work on that first before the scar tissue, but because you're using it on that point, we're hoping within 30 days you'll notice a difference. So if you do try, can you please take pictures for us?
Yes, I will. And also my second question is that I have a back pain since 33 years ago when I gave birth to my two children. If I apply it in that part of my back, it will. Do I need to have two patches or only one patch?
Oh, that's a great question. We normally recommend just one patch per day. I do know there's some people that muscle test and who swear that, you know, two is better, but 99% of people are going to be fine with just one. Now, what you can do is just use it in different locations. So, for example, Monday, you might use it on the scar and the forehead. Tuesday, you might use it on your low belly or your low back where the pain is, and alternate. And the patch works on the whole body no matter where you put it. But I have found, a lot of people have found that it works slightly faster in the area that you have a concern if you put it near there.
Okay, that makes sense. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Great question.
Thanks, Ruth Jean, for joining.
Thank you, Gretchen. Thank you, Dr. Khan.
My pleasure.
All right, awesome. All right, so we have another caller. First three digits are 512. You are unmuted.
Hello, ladies. It's Patricia.
Hey,
hi,
Patricia.
Hello. I'm very intrigued. I just signed on, or just came on and listened to a little bit, so I apologize if this question has been asked already. But my biggest question when I was reading through all of the information was, so when you use the patch, let's say you use the patch for 30 days, and I don't have anything major, thank goodness, you know, going on, but like I have some sagging skin and a little bit of hair thinning, you know, that type of thing that's going on right now that I would love to use the patch for. But after the 30 days of using the patches, then do you have to continually use the patch every, you know, like continually buy more, or does it help to make better stem cells in your body?
Oh, that's a great question. Thank you. This is one that we love to answer every time we do a call or a webinar. It depends on your goals. So I think you've already said very clearly what your goals are. For some people, for example, their goal is to literally get out of pain, like Aram's dad, right? Like knee pain, I'm out of pain now, right? So
right.
If it's just symptom relief, then you use it as you need it, and then you're done, if the symptom doesn't come back. Now, me personally, I know the power of, you know, healing. I know a lot of things about our environment, about the stressors in our environment that most people aren't even aware of, like, you know, electromagnetic frequencies from cell phones and routers and Wi-Fi causing stress to our bodies and sleep. We've got genetically modified foods. We've got, you know, pesticides, herbicides, the stuff we put on our skin with toxins. There's so many stressors that accelerate the aging process. My preference personally is I want to use tools and things to not only decelerate that process but reverse the process. So for people like us that want to reverse the signs and symptoms of aging and replete our energy, get it back to where we were like when we were early, like in our 30s or, you know, whatever, then using it continuously will continue improving that and offset the stressors of our regular everyday life. So for you, if it's just symptom relief, you know, the thing is once you stop using it, the aging process comes back, like to set back in because there's no signal, right, to increase your copper peptide. And so your copper peptide levels will probably drop to what they were and will continue to decline with age. And then your stem cells you are making are going to be older stem cells. So if you want to continue making younger stem cells and keep the reversing process going, then it's like a lifestyle choice. It's sort of like brushing your teeth or eating healthy organic food. Like you just don't do it for a week because you're like, oh, you know, I'll feel better. Well, yes. But you want to do it ongoing to support you. Yeah. And then, you know, if this is something you do want to do long term, I know Aram has, Tasha and, you know, other people that she is, you know, supporting, that if you want to become a distributor or get wholesale pricing or something like that, you can talk to Aram's people about that, especially for a long term. But I use this like every day because I really care about my body and I could use all the help that I can get to offset the stressors of reality of our current world. So, but that's a great question. Does that answer you?
Right. Yes. That's perfect. Yes. I appreciate that answer. Cause I can, you know, cause I kind of didn't want to get in the, you know, into something that's like amazing. And then, you know, I can't afford to continue on, you know, or that type of thing. That's why I was, you know, kind of asking that because I certainly believe in all of this, and that, you know, it's all amazing, you know, and that we have these at our fingertips now is, you know, a miracle for all of us, I believe, you know, so I think it's awesome, but, you know, I wanted to, but also I get that, you know, you can try this for 30 days and if it's like, you know, the best thing since sliced bread, you know, for you, then, you know, you kind of will make it happen, you know, on down the road, you know.
Yeah, that's a really great
point. That's a really, and Gretchen, yeah. and of course, I thank you, forgot your name, caller, but what I was going to say is that that is a concern of people, you know, they're like, okay, how am I going to be able to afford this, whether it be $99 wholesale a month or $150 retail. Now, keep in mind, $25,000 to $30,000 is the cost of stem cell therapy these days. Okay, so this is much cheaper. But I say to them, look, if this really works for you and you love it like we do, like Aram does, you know, then I'll say, okay, maybe be open to the possibility that there may be somebody that you know that might also value it as much as you and would be willing to buy it from you. You know, because if you sell it retail for $150, because some people aren't into the wholesale thing, right? They don't, like, just give it to me retail, right? So if you have two retail customers at $150 a month, just two regular customers, that pays for your patches wholesale.
Oh, right. Gotcha. But you can
Right. Now, of course, if somebody's going to do the business per se and build like a team and, you know, things like Aram is doing, you know, yeah, does it take some energy and work? Absolutely. You know, take some training and learning. But like some people are just like, hey, I just want to pay for my own patches. I'm like, great. You know, find me two people in your life that are into this kind of stuff like you are. Let's make a difference in their lives. You know, and you sell them retail. And there you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Two people every month buying it from you. You got your own paid for.
Very cool. Yeah, and you're really giving them a gift as well, you know, to introduce
them
to. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You got to pick the right people. You don't want to pick the couch potatoes that, you know, eat candy all day, even though they're a mess.
Right.
Those aren't the people you want to ask. You want to ask the people like us who are into holistic healing, into caring for their bodies, really, you know, want to make a difference. So, yeah.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Perfect. Let us know if you buy them and how it works for you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Gretchen. Right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks. All right. So, Karen, I know you have stuff you want to talk about, but there are a lot of questions on the webcast if you want me to go through those, too.
I believe on the webcast that we have some stories, too. Did you find some of the positive stories?
There are stories and lots of questions.
Yeah, let's tell a couple stories, and then we'll go to a couple questions, and I'll talk about the science.
Okay. So one story, my 13-year-old travel baseball catcher has had elbow and shoulder pain lately. He was diagnosed with little league elbow, which is essentially tendonitis for children where their tendon is detaching from the growth plate. We've alternated putting the patches on his elbow, shoulder, and governing vessel, and he is not in pain anymore. I am so grateful.
Yay. I love
Thank you. Oh, this is a good one for me as well. So I have been using X39 for my eczema and psoriasis and always have a rash with bleeding cracks somewhere on my body. Since using the patches, my rashes are gone. Oh, I need to get this for my son. I also have a thyroid, G-O-I-T-E-R.
Goiter.
That was achy and inflamed, making my throat sore. I put a patch directly on my thyroid before going to sleep, and by morning, my throat wasn't sore.
Wow.
Very cool.
That's great.
Oh,
yeah.
But the eczema and psoriasis. Cool.
Well, that, you know, the thyroid issues, the skin issues like eczema and psoriasis are all autoimmune allergy type of things. And we're talking about immune system today. So we know the X39 is really helpful for a lot of things. And what I've noticed in practice is that it really likes to modulate the immune system. Now, is it going to have fantastical results in every single case like this? Maybe, maybe not. Really depends on the person. But that's where, you know, having having people to help you with this and to answer questions is really important. So for everyone that, you know, purchases patches from Aram's group or becomes a distributor under Aram's group, I actually have a Facebook group, a private closed group for what we call, you know, Dr. Karen's Patch Training Team Downline. And so there you can have access to me, tag me, and you can ask questions. You know, where should I put the patch for such and such? A lot of times you just put it wherever you want, and like Aram does, and it works. We can't make a claim, just so you know, we cannot make a claim that the patches treat, cure, or prevent any disease. That's not allowed by the FDA here in America. If you notice a difference in your symptoms, we have to say the word symptom. So in this case, we can't say that it cures or heals psoriasis or eczema, but that, you know, Tasha in this case noticed, you know, a decrease or elimination of these symptoms, skin rashes related to those diagnoses. So we have to just kind of be careful about how we say that publicly.
Yeah.
But thank
that
you
makes
for the
perfect
testimonial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I have one more here. I initially ordered X39 for my husband's back because he has degeneration in his spine along with severe bulging discs. We're looking into getting him the expensive stem cell injections, even though there wasn't a guarantee. He would often joke that he was going to be in a wheelchair by the time he turns 40 because of how debilitating this has been for him. He's literally always in pain. He's been using X39 for 2 weeks now, and we are thrilled to report that he is no longer in severe pain. When he wakes up in the morning, the pain is now gone. We're just in awe of how much it has helped. We're eager to see how his back improves with continued use.
Ooh, exciting. That is fantastic.
Yeah, very cool.
Yes. Yeah.
Very
cool. Thanks for sharing that. Great testimonial.
Okay. So there are some a bunch of questions here. A lot of them talk about diagnosis, which I know you say that you don't treat or cure a particular diagnosis, but I'm going to read them off and then you can answer them in your way. So will it help with CLL? I'm not sure what that is. Also epilepsy, depression, and anxiety.
Okay. Yeah. So CLL is chronic lymphocytic leukemia. Let me talk about cancer for a moment. You know, do we absolutely know that there's one mechanism that causes cancer? The answer is no. I don't think anybody would be bold enough to say they absolutely know in every single case what causes cancer. if you look at German New Medicine, it talks about a conflict or shock that occurs early in our life, which sets up the brain in a funky way to then resonate with a particular organ that that part of the brain communicates with, and it causes, quote-unquote, cancer. But the cancer is actually trying to resolve this conflict or shock. Hence, how important it is for all the work that, you know, we do in From Heart to Joy, you know, removing trauma and, you know, energies, you know, negative emotions and, you know, energetic patterns, super, super important stuff if you subscribe to that mechanism of cause of cancer. Now, for me, I've noticed, you know, especially as a medical doctor, we demonize cancer as something horrible, bad, should never happen, you know. I know in 2000, the then President Obama had commissioned a task force related to the increase, the huge increases in cancer in America, and their conclusion was toxins in our environment are a huge factor in the development of cancer. And this is not my, like, not my study, right? This is a governmental study here in the U.S. The X39 is our, in LifeWave, the second generation patch. Because we call it second generation because it does so many different things. What we can claim is that it helps with wound healing, energy vitality, skin appearance, athletic performance, increased sleep, and rapid pain reduction in a majority of people. We can't make any claims on cancer because, again, it's a diagnosis. We can't make any claims on any of the other diagnoses that was mentioned. What I say is that some people are like, oh, I'm worried. I heard that, you know, maybe stem cells might be dangerous, you know, in cancer. Maybe you're growing, you know, cancer stem cells, you know, that kind of thing. And David, who's the inventor, David's answer to this is that, number one, if you are under the care of a physician for any serious medical issue, that it is prudent to, you know, communicate with that healthcare practitioner if you want to try anything new, including, you know, phototherapy patches. Now, they may not know a lot about it, so you may have to give them, you know, a website link or there's a smartphone app, LifeWave Corporate, it's called, where you can, you know, share information about how it works. And so if you're concerned about that, you can ask your doctor to say, hey, I'd like to try these light therapy patches. What do you think? You know, can you do some research around it? Let me know. A lot of doctors may not have that time, unfortunately, to do that. Now, you are sovereign, so you can decide what's right for you. All I can tell you is that my father was diagnosed with chronic kidney cancer. Chronic kidney failure and kidney cancer not that long ago. And he tried the patch, I think, 2 or 3 days for his shoulder, and he said it didn't do anything, so he stopped using it. Now, here's a case where he did not get improvement of pain right away. In fact, he might have even flared it up slightly, and that makes sense because he's on a lot of medications, and the body will start to detoxify, and sometimes that can cause some detox symptoms and some swelling, and so pain could temporarily get worse because of it. But because one of my other distributors, Anna, she had chronic renal failure. So her glomerular filtration rate, I know I can't say that three times fast, it's a lab test that shares with us how well the kidneys are functioning, was abnormal for many years. And then she also had diverticulosis, which is a diagnosis where there's pockets of your large intestine that are like ballooned out. And if those pockets get so the feces and it gets infected, then you have diverticulitis, and that's a surgical emergency. So she had a colonoscopy, a CAT scan, which showed she had this diverticulosis many years ago. Since using the patches, and this is even before the X39, her kidney function started getting better and better and better. So now it's completely normal. She no longer has chronic renal failure. And her diverticulosis, she just had a repeat CAT scan this year, and after being on the X39s for about, you know, 6 months or something like that, it's gone. I mean, the person that read the CAT scan said no evidence of diverticulosis. Now, honestly, as a medical doctor, has that ever happened before? No. Like, in other words, we never expect anyone to reverse their diverticulosis. You know, we just expect people to get worse. We just don't see a reversal like that. We don't see a reversal like the kidney stuff. And because of that story, my dad said, okay. He says, I have no choice. My kidneys are getting worse. and the doctor says there's nothing they can do. So I'm going to commit to using these patches for 12 months straight. And he's kind of like, us Chinese people can sometimes be kind of cheap, you know. But he's like, I'm going to invest in the, he goes, because I have no choice. And I'm so thrilled that he did. Now, if I'm willing to say to my dad, use these, okay, and he has cancer, like I said, we cannot say that it treats it. All I do know is from our clinical experience, it does help people with their immune system and their function. So that's why I'm really passionate about this. Another friend of mine, she's a martial arts friend of mine. She let me use her testimony. Her name is Sarah. We went to Canada to do a martial arts test over 2 weeks, and there were workshops. And I knew she had melanoma. I just wasn't sure where it was. When I saw her, she was hobbling around. Apparently, it was on her fourth toe. She had a big chunk of flesh taken out of her fourth toe. And the pictures are really gross, but they're on my Facebook if you want to look at them. So she had this big chunk. She took pictures every day. And she's hobbling around. I said, I thought you had surgery a long time ago. She says, I did, 2 months ago. I said, and you're still in it? Like, I don't understand. Why are you still in the cane? Like, why are you still using cane? And she goes, because it's not healing. I said, oh, no. She showed me the pictures, and there's this big, huge, gaping hole in her fourth toe. She says, this is my second round of antibiotics, and they're really worried because I'm not responding. And I'm in so much pain, I can't even drive. Somebody has to drive me everywhere. I have not been able to work for 2 months since the surgery. I said, that's terrible. I said, can you please try these patches, like, now? She's like, okay, I'm willing to try anything. She's an osteopath, so she was willing to try this. She was open to it. So the next day she tried it, she said she could feel something happening right away. And by the next day, after 1 day of trying it, I saw her with a smile on her face. And I said, you look like you have more energy today. She goes, yes, I do. She said, I could feel it the minute I put it on. And over the next few days, she did more and more activity. In fact, she was up doing stick fighting by day two of the patches being on. So she was still resting her foot, but she was smiling and she was doing stick fighting. And then by the next week, we didn't see her for a few days because of workshops, there was a gap. We saw her again, and now she was up on, you know, both feet doing, you know, martial arts. And she would still have to, you know, still have to be careful, people not step on her foot, things like that. But she was doing that 4 hours. You know, like before, she would just sit there and just look miserable, you know, the whole time. She loved the martial arts so much. By the next week, after I went home, by the next, she had 10 patches, that's all she had. By the next week, she announced on Facebook, I'm back to work full time. And I was like, yes! Yeah, so here it is. Like, I am so passionate, confident about this technology. I believe in the your body's wisdom, knowing what to do with the stem cells, you know, these healthy stem cells, that I am willing to give my friend and my dad that advice is use this. And her surgeon, by the way, she went back to the surgeon. Of course, remember, 2 rounds of antibiotics, 2 months not healing, right? Her surgeon looked at the wound and said, wow, okay, I'm impressed. That's really good. You know, and yeah, so she got the clearance to go back to work, and she can drive and the whole bit, and she's a happy camper. So I just want to let you know, like, again, we can't make any claims, you know, we can't say it's, you know, for or against cancer, whatever, but all I know is that from our experience that it can make a huge difference in somebody's life. And the worst you can do is try it for 3 days. If you don't like it, you know, return it for a refund.
That's awesome. Wow. And Karen, I know that you have to go quick. I do have just a couple quick questions. Someone's asking, does the effect plateau over time?
Oh, that's a great question. Actually, it's interesting because with some of the other first-generation patches, they have found that there's a maximum amount that the body can make of that particular peptide or whatever, like glutathione. We'd be making glutathione in the patches. Make glutathione, carnosine is one of the other patches that helps with tissue repair and athletic performance and things like that. With the X39, it's very interesting because they said this is the first patch that they really haven't seen a ceiling to that. So they continue studying it for longer and longer and longer and longer time to get more data over time. And the study, I mean, the one that is currently available, there's one that's from the University of Galway, and that won't be available because it's going to go through the whole rigmarole of, you know, peer-reviewed journals, and it's a really long process to get that one published. But the one that the science I was going to review is over just 7 days. And, you know, Dr. Melinda Connor found that it improved blood pressure by using the 15 volunteers that used this. What was significant, there's some things that were close to statistically significant, but the ones that were for sure were blood pressure was improved, 17 amino acid changes over 7 days, which has never been seen before by anything like this. So your amino acids to change metabolically, those are your building blocks of protein, to do that over 7 days is like amazing, like never been seen kind of thing. Improvement in anti-inflammatory response, she said, improvement in sleep levels, reduction, improvement in short-term memory, improvement in reported feelings of vitality. And so it was very interesting that over 7 days that this, you know, occurred over time. So I think they're just going to keep studying it, and we'll see, you know, how it is. But like I said, for me, some of the results didn't occur until 6 months after using the patch. Of course, I'm very healthy, but, you know, they're very minor, subtle things. But for me, it was like 6 months where I really noticed something shifting in a bigger way. And sometimes it's like, you know, this one guy, and there's a picture in the orderjoinnow.com/X39, with this thumb injury for 18 years. It was blue, it was swollen, the nail was not growing, it was kind of dead, and he did not notice a difference for 3 months, but he was very, very, I think he was just really, he just felt in his heart, his gut was telling him, yeah, keep using this. So he kept using it, and it was almost like overnight after the 3 month mark that his body really started remodeling that area. And at 100 days, you can't hardly tell that there was an injury there. Like the blue went away, the swelling went away, the nail grew, the scar you can barely see. It's really remarkable. So I personally don't have proof of this, but I don't think it, you know, it naturally wanes over time.
Yeah, very, very interesting. So someone's asking, may I use the patch directly on my healing scar? It's only 2 weeks old on my forehead, removed stitches 4 days ago. So do they put the patch directly on their scar?
Yeah, you know, if you, because it's got an, it's hypoallergenic adhesive, if you have a really super new scar and you need to put a Band-Aid on it or something, you can just put the patch right over the Band-Aid or right over the gauze or whatever, because the stickiness might be a little annoying, you know, to the stitches. Because it's so sticky, so you can put like a Band-Aid or something, and you can just put the patch right over the gauze because the light travels through material. In fact, the light from the patches has been shown to go right through a 6-inch piece of wood.
Wow.
You could literally just, you know, have it there, like 6 inches in front of you, and it's still going to work for you. Obviously, I like to put it nearer where it's going to be going to stimulate the body closer, because there's acupuncture points, obviously, that I'm also thinking of as an acupuncturist. But yeah, so if it doesn't bother you to put it directly on, awesome, you can do that. If it does bother you, then you can put it over top of the bandage. And I would definitely use it ASAP.
All right, great. Someone's asking about, does it help with weight loss?
Well, you know, weight loss is a multifactorial issue, meaning that sometimes weight gain is because of autoimmunity, sometimes it's because of toxins, sometimes because of excess stress. So LifeLite has had several products where they help with the weight issue, but there's so many different factors in weight that there's no single silver bullet for everything. Sometimes it's emotional, right? Sometimes it's energetic because they're a sensitive soul and they have all this negative energy of other people's stuff on them and they need to be big. So, and then there's ascension weight, which, you know, Aram and myself, you know, we're dealing with this extra fluid, you know, from the work that we do. So it's not, there is no study on weight and X39, but what I can tell you is if you can get your immune system back up to snuff, there are benefits to that with regards to weight, because if you're inflamed, if you have toxins, if your immune system's not functioning, you're going to be bigger and you're going to have excess weight and fat that's not for the highest good, that's unhealthy. So this will support you in weight loss, but we can't make that claim about weight loss.
Perfect. All right, and the last question I have here is, and I think you already addressed it, is memory loss.
Yeah, it's really interesting. the DHKCU, which is the copper peptide, the official name of the copper peptide that elevates when you use the patch, it particularly has a lot of benefits to the brain and memory. So this is something that people have noticed, actually noticed even with the other patches, as well. The Eon patch, which is I'm a great fan of, is for stress and inflammation. I use a brain balancing protocol where we actually put it near the head. But the X39 can do similar things and even more, because it actually can help to repair, you know, some people have like brain issues where they have like a leak between their blood supply and the brain. There's supposed to be a blood-brain barrier to prevent toxins and things like that entering the brain that can cause all sorts of brain fog. So if you can heal those areas that barrier back to normal, then it can help you, your brain to be healthier metabolically, and then can help the brain and memory. So people do notice that as an effect of actually many of the patches, not just this one. So we have lots of different testimonials over the years for the various patches for memory issues. Carnosine, for example, our carnosine patch has been used specifically to help, you know, brain repair. I think now that the second generation patch has been invented, I would say use X39 first. And you would want to put it near the point in the brochure, which is the back of the neck, which is near the brain area, or literally on the brain, you know, if somebody feels that their memory issues are real brain-related issues.
Awesome. Thank you for that. I'm going to give the link again so you guys can go and read about it and look at the pictures, because they are quite incredible. It's orderjoynow.com/X39. So Dr. Karen, I know that you had lots to share with us, and we got lots of questions that we went through today. So I think that we probably in a couple of weeks should do another call so we can share more. But I want to thank you for being here. I want to honor your time. I know you have appointments and you squeezed us in. So I want to thank you for that. Is there anything else you want to share before we wrap up?
No, I got to run. So this has been great. You know, they can tag me on Facebook. Sorry, I didn't even look at the time. We'll try to answer your questions and get some more information out. And, you know, just call up From Heartache to Joy, and you'll get some help.
All right. All right. Thanks, everyone, for joining. I appreciate having you here, and I hope you all have a great day.